This is Rabbi Nathanael Baron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording from Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. Continue Chaf Beis Amud Beis, the third section. It's the blue text. All right, so we mentioned yesterday that both men and women have to tear, and if you lose a parent, you have to tear every layer of clothing, which might lead to a tznius issue right, with women, certainly if you're tearing to the heart. Right, you could end up exposing the woman's chest, not something that we would like to do. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Ha'isha karas es ha'tachton, first the woman tears the innermost garment, u'machziraso la'acharei, and then she kind of puts it back in place. We'll see how that can be done later in the Gemara. V'chozeres v'karas es ha'tachton, and then she'll go and tear the outer garment. But that way, when she tears the outer garment, there is something under it, not exposing her chest. Al kolamesin kulan. So if on all the other relatives, ratza mabdil kame safa shelo, ratza eno mabdil. Right. So this is a question of where do you start the tear from? Right. So if you want it, you can tear on the hem and really tear it open, or you can just take right the opening of the garment and make it a little bit wider. But that doesn't look as, it's not as bullet, it's not as clear that you're actually doing kriya, right? Maybe just have a loose-necked shirt. So ratza mamdo kame safa shalo, you can empty the hem. Ratza ina mamdo, if you don't want to do the hem, you don't have to do the hem. That's for the other relatives. But al aviv ve'al imo, if you lose a parent, mavdil. Right, you need to absolutely tear on the hem because you have to show that you're tearing kriya because this is your parents. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol kriya shenamavda kama safa shelo eno ela kera shel tiflus." Right, Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, there is no distinction between parents losing parents and losing other relatives. Every tear has to be on the hem. If it's not a tear on the hem, it is literally a tear of stupidity. But that doesn't sound very good. It certainly doesn't sound like you have actually fulfilled your mitzvah, which, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have not. Am Rabbi Abahu, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Abahu says, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Why does it always have to be this type of a tear? Right, it says, Vayichazek bivgadab vayikareim, right? The same passage we had before, that they held on to their clothing and they tore them. Lishnayim kraim, into two different pieces, to two sections almost. Now, there's an extra word in the pasuk, right? Mimashma shenemar vayik ra'im. Ein yodesh el nishnayim. Right? Once the pasuk says, and he tore them, obviously he tore them into two. Right? There's no other, if you're tearing it, it's got to, from one, it's got to go into two. Rather, why does it say, lishnayim kira'im, you tore it into two tears? El shenirin kruin kishnayim. It has to look like it's torn into two. Right, not that there's two sides of the neck or something like that open, but in, literally on the hem, it has to look like it's two different pieces. Okay, now, can you undo the tear, right? What do you do now? You're finished sitting, shiva. Again, back in the, today, you just throw out your clothing. But back in the day, clothing was sparse, it was expensive. People didn't have, you know, closets full of clothing. So al kol hamesin kulan sholel la'achar shiva ume'achar la'achar shloshim. For all the other relatives, right? So there's sholel is kind of loose stitching. It's kind of, you know, what we would call like a safety, you know, maybe a safety pin. So after shiva, you can do that. You can loosely stitch it. Ume'achar, ma'achar is really to put it back together properly. La'achar shloshim. So that you can do after 30 days, you can stitch it back together. Al aviv v'ima, but if you lose a parent, shola la'achar shloshim, until 30 days you have to leave it torn, you can then kind of patch it back up. Ve'eno me'acha le'olam, but you can never fully restore that garment to its original state and stitch it up when you tore kriya for a parent. Right, and here it says, b'ha'isha sholal sola alta mipnei kvoda. Right, a woman will safety pin it back or loose stitch it back immediately because of her honor. Again, we don't want any part of the woman's chest exposed. Another distinction. Ki asa Rabbanan Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbin Kain, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Al kol ha-meisen, for all of those who pass away, or the relatives, ratza korea b'yad, ratza korea b'kli. If you would like, you can tear kriya by hand, by ripping the shirt with your hands, or you can use a utensil, you can use a scissors, a razor blade. Al aviv ve'al imo b'yad. If it comes to losing a parent, a father or a mother, you have to tear kriya with your hand. Again, that concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.